Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember 2010.
This segment comes from episode 32, Cleveland Indians.
The baseball PhD ceremony for Ed Kaspudis is here. Ed has been to all 30 current major league ballparks. Ed shares the wisdom that he has acquired as he has traveled through the major leagues. Welcome to the baseball PhD ceremony for Ed Kaspudis. Ed started his journey to see all current major league ballparks on Sunday, May 10th, 1970. As a nine-year-old, Ed's mom and dad took Ed and his sister Dee Dee to their first major league baseball game that day. Cleveland Indians were hosting the Minnesota Twins that day at Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
The day was gray and damp, but Ed wanted to see his baseball hero, Sudden Sam McDowell, pitch against Harmon Killebrew, Cesar Tovar, and Tony Oliva. The Indians won 5-4 as Sam McDowell picked up his fourth win of the season. On Friday, September 17th, 2010, Ed completed his journey by visiting his final ballpark, Target Field, to watch the Oakland A's defeat the Minnesota Twins. When Ed started his journey, there were 26 major league teams, with one being in Montreal. The Twins were still playing outside at the Metropolitan Stadium. At the end of the journey, there are now 30 major league teams. The Expos are in Washington, and the 1970 Washington Senators are now the Texas Rangers.
Only three major league ballparks are still being used from the day Ed started his journey. Those ballparks are the three oldest in the major leagues: Fenway, built in 1911, Wrigley, built in 1914, and Dodger Stadium in 1962.
In 1970, Richard Nixon was in the White House. America was still fighting the Vietnam War, and Ed was in the third grade. It took Ed 14,740 days, or 40.36 years, to complete his journey. Since that time, eight different men have served as president. Ed graduated from Case Western Reserve University and got his law degree and MBA degrees from Cleveland State University. Now a married man with seven beautiful children, Ed Kaspudis, are you ready for your PhD exam?
Yes, I am. Bring it on.
All right. Ed, have you been to all 30 major league ballparks?
Yes, I have. Last weekend, by visiting Target Field on September 17th, I completed my journey, and I was happy to spend time with both of you guys on my final destination, even though it looked like a clone of Progressive Field in Cleveland.
All right, Ed, how many major league parks have you been to that are now closed?
I've been to six. I've talked to people like Mark who've been to a lot more, but I've been to six. Cleveland Municipal Stadium, which was the first ballpark I ever went to, Three Rivers in Pittsburgh, Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, Old Yankee Stadium, the last year it was there, and then the Metrodome. Last year, I took my entire family to the last game at the Metrodome. Figured if I was ever going to go, I'd go to the last, and what do the Twins do? They win the game and force a one-game playoff the next day.
So you weren't at the last game.
And I have a certificate saying I was at the last game, and it didn't happen. It wasn't the last game, but whatever. So I was at the Metrodome.
All right, Ed, now this is where that's the nuts and bolts. These questions here are going to be where you demonstrate your PhD learning. So what was your fondest memory, both baseball and non-baseball, from those six parks that are now closed?
For the parks that are closed, if I could relive the day, because both my parents are deceased, it would be the day that I started my journey when I went to Cleveland Municipal Stadium on Sunday, May 10th, 1970, with my mom and dad, and it was my first game. Just knowing what the future would lie, if I could relive that day two, three times every month, I would do it. Now, for my best non-baseball memory, visiting my aunt and uncle in Philadelphia, it was around 1972-73, we went to Phillies games. It was during the Steve Carlton era, and it was just a fun time living in a parallel universe, not my house, someone else's house, with my Uncle Fitz, who's been dead for 30 years. But once again, what's the common denominator? Baseball. We're sitting there watching Steve Carlton pitch. Phillies weren't that good, but it was a great time.
Besides these stadiums, you've also been to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the College World Series in Omaha, and the Little League World Series in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where you and I went this summer with the Wise Guys. It was a great baseball trip as well. From these experiences, what was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory?
Well, for baseball, it was the opening day of this year's College World Series, where I saw a center fielder from Florida, a guy by the name of Matt Von Decker. He did the Willie Mays over-the-shoulder center field catch. So it kind of, for me, because of my studying of baseball, it's like, that's how it must have felt in 1954 if I was at the Polo Grounds cheering against the Indians and saying, go Willie Mays. Now, for my best non-baseball memory, it's got to be Cooperstown. And the thing that I did, I went with my children, and I was a little cheap. I took them to a store, and I bought a baseball bat. I wasn't in the mood to buy seven bats. And I had it engraved, Casputus Kids. And my three youngest sons, that's a living bat. They use that bat when they play competitive baseball. And it's just a memory. And if they crack the bat, they crack the bat. But what's the purpose of having a bat? To smack a ball, not to put in a den or whatever. So every time I see that, when it's in my garage and pick it up, I think of Cooperstown and my kids. And it's like, wow, we got an engraved bat. And so it was the village of Cooperstown in the bat.
Now, Ed, let's explore the 30 major league parks that you have visited on a division by division basis. So let's start with the mighty American League East. That's the New York Yankees, the Tampa Bay Rays, Boston Red Sox, Toronto Blue Jays, and the Baltimore Orioles. What was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory from those parks?
I'll make the argument that the American League East is baseball heaven. Every team has a great ballpark, has a great city. If you could only go to one division, go to the American League East and you'll have fun. Saying that, both my fondest memories happened on the same day. Baseball and non-baseball. If it's going to be that, what's going to be? It's going to be the Gotham City. It's going to be New York City. So at New Yankee Stadium, April 18th, 2009, the Cleveland Indians scored 14 runs in the second inning. It was wonderful sitting there with my seven children hearing swear words from New Yorkers as they're cursing their team that's destined to win the World Series. But in April, I still had hope. That was my favorite memory from the American League East. For a non-baseball memory, it was that morning. Magical. I scheduled a bike tour for my children and myself in Central Park. I have pictures of my 8-year-old driving down Broadway with 100 cabs passing him as he's pedaling to Central Park to start the tour. And I remember sitting down with my children saying, stop. If you guys can ride bikes down Broadway to get to Central Park, you can do anything that you want to do. So that was a magical day. We were able to do the Central Park bike tour because the Cleveland Indians versus New York Yankees game was a national game that started at 3:30. I'll never forget that day for the rest of my life.
Now let's travel to the American League Central with the Minnesota Twins, the Chicago White Sox, the Detroit Tigers, the Kansas City Royals, and our own Cleveland Indians. What was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory in the American League Central?
Well, in the American League Central, I've got a lot to pick from, and they're all kind of from Jacobs Field at the time, or Progressive Field. I had the honor to go to the first game. Mark and I went to the 1981 All-Star Game at Cleveland Municipal Stadium. But I'm going to give the award to what my wife did. She exceeded my expectations. She got tickets to Game 4 of the 1995 World Series by, like, sending in something to a lottery, and we got picked for the privilege to buy the tickets. And because of her, that's the only World Series game I've ever gone. The seats are crap. We're sitting on, like, temporary bleachers in left field, but I was touched and moved that she went out of her way without consulting me or whatever, and got those tickets. And once again, even though the Indians lost that game to the Braves, the energy, the excitement, the glee, the joy of Clevelanders saying, it's about time, let's enjoy, that's wonderful. Now when we talk about non-baseball memory, it's going to be what happened in 2009, exploring the Mall of America with my kids the night before I went to my last Metrodome game. Now, to put things in perspective, you see the world differently when you're with your children. Last week, Farley and Mark, we were at the Mall of America. Let me make a confession. It wasn't the same. When I was with my children, it was bigger, brighter. The Orange Julius's tasted orangier. When I was with you guys, the adults, we had fun, but it was not a life highlight. So one of the great things of traveling with my children is pretending that I'm 10. I don't have a mortgage. I don't know about capital gains tax rates. And we have fun.
Imagining you're 10 is fairly easy.
Yeah, the imagining. All right, Ed, let's move on to the American League West, talking about the Texas Rangers, Oakland Athletics, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and the Seattle Mariners. What is your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory from these parks?
It happened in Arlington, Texas, on the same day. So just like I had that magical moment in New York City on the same day, Arlington, Texas on the same day, September 20th, 2009. I left Cleveland in the morning at 6 a.m. I got to DFW, got a rental car, went and saw the Rangers play the Angels. It was great seeing the Texans. Everything is big. But later that night, for my non-baseball memory, I had the honor and privilege of going to opening night at Cowboy Stadium with 110,000 people thanking myself that instead of being tempted and buying a standing room only ticket on StubHub for $30, I bought a 50-yard line upper deck seat for like $155. Especially when I read the next day that they had oversold the standing room only tickets and 35,000 people were not allowed in the stadium. And I could have missed that magical moment. Yeah. But baseball PhDers, if you're ever going to tour one football stadium, Cowboys Stadium is that good. $1.6 billion, the imagination of Jerry Jones. Figure out how to get to Arlington in September, so you can see both a Rangers game and a Cowboys game, but it's very Las Vegas-y. It's very big picture. The scoreboard stretches 60 yards wide from the 20 to the 20. It's like watching Xbox and seeing a game.
And now it's time for the senior circuit. Since we were just in the American League West, let's start with the National League West. The San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres, the Colorado Rockies, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. What was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory?
In the National League West, they both happened this summer. On June 29th of this year, I went to the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. It brought tears to my eyes. Very, very good. The next morning, I flew to San Francisco and saw the Dodgers play the Giants in AT&T Park with our trademark attorney, John Russell. Talked about trademarks, looked at the San Francisco Bay. I said, do you work for free since your view's so good? And he said, heck no, Ed. I'm going to send you a bill for the game. But I consider AT&T Park to be the most beautiful park in the major leagues. Plus, by sitting with my trademark attorney, I was intellectually stimulated.
And you could write off the trip.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's go to the National League Central, which is the home of my Chicago Cubs. We've got six teams. Cincinnati Reds, St. Louis Cardinals, Houston Astros, Milwaukee Brewers, Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Cubs. Ed, what was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory from these parks? You better say the Cubs.
Fondest baseball memory was the Cubs, okay? Going to Wrigley Field with my oldest son and you, Farley.
Yes, yes.
On September 9th and 10th, 2001.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, the very next morning, yeah, I was in Chicago for September 11th. And my son and I were eating at a McDonald's, getting ready to get on the subway, and my wife calls me. Don't get on the subway. Something terrible just happened. And my son and I, we were stuck in Chicago for the next couple days. And although that's not my fondest baseball memory, that's my equivalent of where were you when John F. Kennedy was shot.
And I share that moment with you because, as you mentioned, you know, I was with you the day before. We saw a Sunday game. Monday, I flew to Vancouver, British Columbia. And Tuesday morning, Vancouver's 3 hours behind. So I got a call at 7 a.m., which was, 10 a.m. here, right, and found out what was going on.
Right. Now, my favorite non-baseball memory, and I say this with a pint of vinegar in my mouth, but it is true, seeing LeBron James play in person for the first time at the Toyota Center in Houston. I actually flew to Houston to see what I could see locally. But that very day, since I was in Houston, I got a tour of Minute Maid Park by myself. Me and the tour guide walking around pretending I'm important. So even though the Cavs lost on that day, February 26, 2009, I saw the Pujols factor. And you go, what do you mean? When you're in Texas and you're in an arena and hundreds of people are wearing LeBron James jerseys, and it's like, wait a minute. What's going on? That's when you know that you're at a higher level than most people. And he was loved, even though they were cheering against him.
We got one division left, the National League East. The Phillies in Philadelphia, the Atlanta Braves, the Florida Marlins, the New York Mets, and the Washington Nationals. How about your favorite baseball and non-baseball memories here?
For baseball, going to the Phillies games in the 70s with my Uncle Fitz during the Steve Carlton era. The National Mall with my children during 2008 was my best non-baseball memory during a road trip to see the Nationals, Orioles, and the Phillies. It just made my life smaller. I remember we were watching 24, and my kids were like, that's the National Mall. It's like, yeah, we were there on our baseball road trip 3 months ago. Now you know where Jack Bauer's standing.
Jack Bauer's going to blow it up.
He didn't blow it up. He protected it.
All right, Ed. So we've reviewed all the ballparks here, and so we got to kind of, this is where the brass tacks, if you will. What is your favorite ballpark or ballparks?
Well, the one disclaimer I give is this. Next time you watch the Miss USA beauty pageant, yeah, rank who's number 11 through 31. It doesn't matter. They're all beautiful. So as a baseball fan, for my bucket list, if I had to spend 1 month and 1 month only going to see what I thought was the most beautiful ballparks, number one, you've got the three oldest. I put them in the league of the legacy ballparks, Fenway, Wrigley, Dodger Stadium. You got to see those to appreciate the history, and they're beautiful. You'll have a wonderful time. Now let's talk about the new ballparks. This is really, really, really subjective because I have not seen a bad new ballpark. I have not seen one. But AT&T Park really, really, really moved me. I consider that the most beautiful park. If I could only go to one park, I'd go to that one, even over Wrigley and Fenway, which is sacrilegious. PNC Park. I took my kids to a game on Labor Day. To the people of Pittsburgh, I apologize to you. I forgot how beautiful your park was. And let me tell you what gave me better perspective. When I went there on Labor Day, it was the first time that I've revisited PNC Park after AT&T Park in San Francisco. If AT&T Park in San Francisco is Christie Brinkley, PNC Park is like 98%. Of Christie Brinkley. And it's like, I apologize. I forgot how beautiful you are with your water feature. Boaters are coming and docking their boats and going to the Pirates game and all that. I apologize. You guys are stunning. Number three, Chase Field. It was my first retractable dome that took my breath away. 100 degrees outside. Close the roof. Put on the AC. Who wants Panda Express? Who wants to swim in the pool? I like that feel. And then, even though I just told you three, you cannot forget New Yankee Stadium. you get goosebumps going into New Yankee Stadium. In fact, New Yankee Stadium isn't a ballpark. It's a stadium. It's awesome. And it's a stadium because there's too many people that want to see the Yankees. You don't need a 30,000-some ballpark. So New Yankee Stadium also.
So, Ed, in one sentence, what have your baseball PhD travels taught you?
All right, one sentence. That America is the greatest and most diverse country on earth, and baseball is its common denominator.
All right. Any regrets whatsoever in your travels?
My only regret is that I only saw one ballpark with my dad. Life is too short. Explore it with your loved ones. As I've told people of my quest to go to all 30 ballparks, I've spoken to many men who said, I've always wanted to do that. And I especially wanted to do it with my kids. How old are your kids? 31 and 34 now. The only regret I have is that, one, I didn't do more with my dad. And I am happy. I've gone to 18 stadiums with my children. My only regret is I had to cheat this year. I went to 12 ballparks this year without him because it's just too expensive to fly him to L.A. and Seattle and all that. So that's my regrets.
Any parting advice?
Yeah, the only thing that I want to leave, I found a quote from St. Augustine, and I think that also sums up why we started Baseball PhD. Yesterday, I had a philosophical question or a discussion with Farley, and it's like, hey, if we won the lottery, what would we do? Would we build a bigger house? Yeah, we're happy. We've got 5-bedroom houses. We don't need that. Would we get additional cars? No. What would we do?
Yes, we would get additional cars. Go ahead.
Okay, I wouldn't. You want additional bikes, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I would travel. And what St. Augustine said is the world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page. And I am a much wiser, more rounded person by seeing what I've seen in my baseball PhD travels.
Now, Ed, we'd like to present you this baseball PhD cap to wear in honor of your baseball PhD.
Thank you very much. I will wear it with honor. And guys, I am dedicated to helping you get your baseball PhD and go to all 30 parks.
Congratulations, Ed. We do declare you to be
a baseball PhD.
This has been a baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.